Well, thank you very much, Clayton. Keep us posted.
Well?
No progress.
So, Clayton, 20 minutes to say no progress? That's 10 minutes per word.
Well, if we don't come up with something fast, we are in for a strike.
Well, I say tell those prison guards to stop their belly aching. They're lucky they have jobs.
Oh, Cross, they have a right to negotiate a contract.
And the governor has a right to toss them on their high knees in the unemployment line.
We are seeking a reasonable solution to this problem.
I am being reasonable, Benson. My mind is open.
Yeah, and your brain fell out.
Well, I'm going to the kitchen for a cup of coffee. Anybody want anything?
Yeah, I want to go home.
Look at the time.
Oh, I should go upstairs and say goodnight to Katie and Laura. Oh, well, they're asleep anyway.
Oh, Governor, Katie hasn't seen her cousin in 4 years. Mm. If those girls aren't still up talking, may I drop dead on this spot.
I should live so long. I'll get back to you later. Hello? Oh, hi, Clayton. Oh, wait a minute, wait. Slow down. Just give it to me in plain English.
What is it?
Now, seems that the negotiations are over for the night.
Oh, well, we'll start up again tomorrow morning.
My dad catches us coming in this late. He's gonna ground us. No, first he's gonna kill us. Then he's gonna ground us.
Katie, I've been a kid a long time. I know how this stuff works. You're safe as long as you're with me. Because I'm a guest. And guests don't get in trouble. It's an unwritten law. Come on.
Katie, Laura, you know what time it is?
Sorry we're late, Dad.
I told you to be home by 10:30.
It was my fault, Uncle Gene. I insisted we take our time getting back. Do you have any idea how many young people are injured each year rushing home to make curfew?
That's a new one.
Well, we'll skip it this time. Go on upstairs and go to bed.
Night, Dad. Good night, Uncle Gene.
Good night.
Too bad he didn't come to watch softball practice. Mary Jane Donovan took a line drive right in her new nose.
Wait, I got some real news. I was hanging out down at the mall this morning, and I met these two gorgeous college guys, Bran and Courtney.
Ooh, even their names are cute.
Yep, and they're taking us to the movies tonight, but Brant's mine.
But why would college guys want to go out with us?
Because I told them we're fun. And I told them we're interesting. And I told them we're 19.
They won't believe I'm 19.
Well, they believed I'm 19.
You're kidding. And they're in college?
Yeah, Brant drives the convertible.
I don't know, Laura. I mean,
what are we gonna tell my dad?
Your dad?
Katie, you're dangerously close to joining the Wimp of the Month Club.
Look, I just don't want to get in trouble, okay?
What's wrong with having a little bit of fun?
Well, nothing, I guess, but...
Believe me, tonight is going to be awesome.
Okay, listen, Cross. Now, I don't want any of this released until I have a chance to talk to the governor.
Hello, Mr. Dubois. How are you?
Oh, hi, Laura. How are you? I'm fine. I just...
Oh, you look wonderful today, Miss Cross.
Thanks.
We weren't talking about anything important. We were just hanging out.
Good, good.
So, how's the prison guard strike going?
Sure, everything's coming along.
You know, I knew a prisoner once, but not exactly. Oh, thanks. We were pen pals. It was a wonderful thing to make a desperate person a little happier.
Well, I hope you thanked him for it.
Hi, everybody. Oh, you girls having a good time?
Great.
Benson, you think we're going to beat that strike deadline?
I think so, sir. Clayton came up with an idea, and I agree with him. I think we're going to lick this thing.
You agreeing with Clayton?
Well, even Daffy Duck has a good idea once in a while.
Well, let's go to my office, and you can fill me in. Hey, listen, girl. How'd you like to join me for some ice cream later on? Looks like I'm going to be free tonight.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we'd love to, Uncle Gene, but we already have plans.
You do?
All right. Look, Dad, you're probably going to say no, but Laura and I are wondering if maybe we could go
to
out...
To a slumber party.
Whose house is it going to be at?
Mary Jane Donovan, from Kitty's softball team. Right?
Yeah, right. She's on the softball team.
Oh, well, have a good time. Come on, Benson, let's go to work.
See you later.
Bye. Come on, Katie, cheer up.
If your father knew where we were going, all he'd do is worry. By not telling him, we're doing him a favor.
Well, that sounds like fun. Come on, what are you gonna wear tonight? My blue dress?
If you wear that blue dress, neither one of those guys will look at me.
Hey, that's life.
This is perfect, exactly what I had in mind. There's a cozy little table just for the two of us.
Clayton, I just needed a ride home. Why are you bringing me in here?
Now, Benson, you stood by your man. Thanks to your unwavering support, I successfully averted the strike, and now I am going to buy you a little drinky-winky.
I'd rather you just give me the money.
Now, you just sit yourself right down. That's a good boy. Garçon. This is purportedly a four-star establishment.
Oh, really?
What can I do for you?
Oh, goody. Kibbles and bits.
Sky's the limit, Benson. The treat's on me.
Give me one of them drinks with an umbrella in it.
No. Let me order for us. My good man, we will have a bottle of your very best Cabernet Sauvignon.
You got it.
Yeah. Isn't this delightful? I'm so glad we could have this time together. Aren't you? You know, Benson, during these last few days while I was out there on the lines, you were back here supporting me. I came to realize just how much you and I have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, I'm black, you're white. Outside of that, I can't think of much.
I know there are times when you don't approve of my tactics, but in this business, you've always got to be on the offensive. And let's face it, I excel in that area.
Yeah, well, there's no question about that. You're always offensive.
You go ahead and needle me. That's what buddies are for.
Well, come on, Clayton. Under no stretch of the imagination could you and I ever be considered buddies.
Now, why can't we be buddies? Come on, out with it. Come on. Give me one good reason you and I can't be buddies.
I don't care much for you.
So? Now, you just tell me what it is about me that you don't care for.
Oh, come on. I don't want to get into all that. Why don't we just have this drink and get the hell out of here?
Well, you'd be doing me a big favor.
Perhaps that's why I don't want to get into it.
Fine.
All right. You're a snob.
I am not a snob.
Trust me on this, babe. You're a snob.
Katie, don't be mad. You never said anything about going to a bar after the movie. If
I told you, you never would have come.
That's right.
But if you hadn't come, you never would have gotten to know the guys.
They're in pre-med. They're not guys. They're practically doctors.
Isn't this terrific?
We're supposed to be at a slumber party.
I've got it covered. These two guys take us home about 2:00. Pick up the empty suitcase I stashed in the bushes and we sneak inside. Trust me, I've done this a million times. Come on, let's have some fun.
Well, where on earth is that waiter? What is he, stomping the grapes himself?
You better hope not. He was wearing tennis shoes. Is there another way out of here?
How would I know? I didn't design the building. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Just don't move. Whatever you do, don't look over there.
Over where?
That's another thing I don't like about you. You never listen.
What is over there? Benson.
You wanted us to have something in common. Now you have your wish. Everybody's staring at us.
Go to San Francisco to find you.
I'm terribly sorry. It was all his fault.
Well, let's just pay the guilt bill and get out of here.
This was going to be my treat.
Yeah, well, just treat me to a quick, quiet exit.
Benson, wait.
Katie! Katie Gatling! Imagine seeing you here.
Look, it's not what it looks like.
Oh, you come here often?
Can I just explain?
Please don't. What you do is between you and your father.
Hello, Mr. Dubois, Mr. Endicott. Katie, you guys are asking questions. Come on back to the table.
Benson, you don't understand.
I don't. You snuck out somewhere where you weren't supposed to be and you got caught, huh? What was to understand?
Benson, please.
He understands. Now, come on.
What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? The waiter to come by so you can deck him again?
Benson, we can't leave these girls here.
Clayton, we're not babysitters.
Yeah, you're right. I always hated babysitting. They used to tie me up, gag me.
You're lucky they didn't take you out and dump you in the desert. Come on in.
Hi, Benson. You busy?
Not really. Just reviewing the legislation for the summer jobs programs for kids.
Got any openings overseas?
That's it.
Look, I want to explain to you about last night.
Katie, I didn't go into it last night because it's none of my business. If you want to explain to somebody, you explain to your father.
Well, I don't know what to tell him. I'm not really sure why I did it.
I must admit, it's not like you to have done something like that.
Yeah. It's not wimpy enough to be something I do.
Wimpy? Who said you were wimpy?
Laura.
Ah, Laura.
Yep. Guess I'm a victim of peer pressure.
Yeah, I guess you are. But I know about that. Remember one time when I was in fourth grade, my good friend Bobby Farley stole a pack of cigarettes from his father and convinced me and a couple of other bubble heads that it might be a good idea for us to go behind the house and smoke them. I guess we must have coughed too loud because Bobby's father caught us.
Well, what did he do?
Oh, he didn't do anything. He just offered us our choice of punishment. I could either tell my mother or eat the rest of the cigarettes.
So what'd you do?
I had me a tobacco sandwich.
Well, why don't you just tell your mother?
Why don't you just tell your father?
Well, what if I think something's right for me that my father doesn't?
Then talk to him about it. But for goodness sake, don't lie and sneak around behind his back.
Yeah, I guess so. You promise you won't say anything before I do?
You have my word on it. I cross my heart and hope to marry Krause.
You see this great write-up we got for our handling of the strike?
Yeah, I saw it.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Did you have a good time at the slumber party last night?
Yeah, it was great.
Pardon me?
I gotta go now, okay? I'll see you later.
Boy, they really surprise you, don't they?
Yes, they certainly do.
Just when you think they're about to borrow the keys to the car, they go to a slumber party. Wish I could have seen them last night.
Yeah, I wish you could have, too.
Pillow fights and staying up till dawn telling secrets. I always used to love secrets. When you know something that the other person doesn't, and deep down you know that you should tell them, but you don't because you promised you wouldn't. That was terrific.
Yeah, terrific.
Well,
And furthermore, my research indicates a youth jobs program will run around $5 million and be paid for out of your own pocket.
Fine, fine.
And starting tomorrow, you'll be sharing an office with Clayton.
That'd be good.
Benson, are you listening to me?
No.
Why do I waste my breath?
I'm sorry, Krauss. I just got a lot on my mind. You know what that's like. Well, maybe you don't.
So what were you thinking about?
I don't know, something that happened last night.
Could this involve a girl again?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. How'd you know? Two.
Two girls? Benson, that sounds like trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, they're at that age.
What age?
15, 16.
Oh!
I'm very upset with you, Benson.
Why?
I know about last night.
The governor knows about last night?
How'd you find out?
Clayton told me.
Clayton knows about last night?
Yeah, he was with me.
I have lived too long.
Why didn't you tell me, Benson?
Well, I felt it was a family matter, sir, and I wanted to stay out of it.
I thought you were my friend.
I am your friend, sir, but I'm not a member of your family. Friends remain friends by staying out of family matters.
Dad, we have to talk.
I know all about last night, Katie.
I didn't say a word, Renard.
Catherine, sit down. I have something I want to say to you. Young lady...
Governor, just a minute.
Benson wants to say something, too. Go ahead, Benson. Say whatever's on your mind.
No, I didn't want to say anything. I just wanted to get out before you got started.
Catherine, I just want to ask you one question. Do you understand?
Yeah, Krauss, I'll take my calls in the kitchen.
In a world of turmoil, the...
Hi, Mr. Dubois. Have you seen Katie?
She's in my office being chewed out by her father for that stunt that you two pulled last night.
I'll catch her later.
Oh, I see. When the going gets tough, Laura gets lost.
No, no, I just think I'm coming down with something.
Really? You feel a little warm?
Uh-huh, real warm, sort of feverish.
Kind of jumpy and on edge.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I'd say you've got a severe case of it.
Severe case of what?
Chickenitis.
Chickenitis.
Yeah, that's one you won't see on St. Elsewhere.
We were just trying to have fun.
Yeah, you and Cindy Lauper.
You know what it's like being a teenager.
Laura, I was a teenager once.
When?
Back in the days when a parent could spank a smart-aleck child without getting sued.
Look, I'm sorry.
I understand, Laura. I didn't mean to come down on you so hard, but... it seems that adolescence is a time for seeing how much you can get away with. Why don't you do it honestly? There are too many people in this world who spend their lives trying to get away with things. Learn to face the music when it's your turn.
I just got grounded for 2 years.
Look at this. 2 years.
Uncle Gene? It was my fault. I'm the one who should be punished.
Very good. You're next.
Guests aren't supposed to get in trouble.
2 years, huh?
Yep. Even with time off for good behavior, I'll still miss my senior prom.
Well, look on the bright side. Your father's a governor. He can always grant you a pardon.
Does life get easier as you get older?
No, more expensive.
My dad said honesty's always the best policy. Think that's right?
Almost always. My mother used to always say, if you can't be honest, be quiet.
Well,